the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Need a Thanksgiving meal on a budget? DJ Automatic says he's got all the details in food news. Don't we all, right? Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Hey, happy Friday. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latin X.
So from happiness to realness, which is why we need that food news, Otto, 1.1 million job cuts so far this year. Wow. That's the highest reading since the pandemic. If you have savings, hold on to it right now. Talk to your family about budgeting the holidays. Everybody can do maybe share cooking duties, that kind of thing, as gifts instead of giving so many presents this year. Mm. Really, I think that's really important. And that's why you said you had this food news automatic. What do we have?
Target's Thanksgiving meal, which feeds four people, is going to be under $20.
Oh, we need to hear about that.
Yeah, so you're going to get a 10-pound turkey, 5 pounds of potatoes, cranberry sauce, what is it, stovetop stuffing?
Yeah.
Gravy, bread, and corn.
For under $20, for $19.99?
Yes.
That's a really good price.
It's the lowest price Target's ever had for Thanksgiving.
And, you know, if you can, if you have the means, that'd be great to donate right now.
Yeah.
If you can donate to some families who might be in need. There's always somebody in the neighborhood, like an elderly person or something, who you notice spends the holidays alone, may not have family. What a nice thing to take over to their house.
Yeah, I just thought with all the stuff that's going on with SNAP and everything.
Oh, thank you so much.
This was a great deal.
Yeah, we definitely need to talk more about that.
Can't they just make corn cheaper all the time then? Since it's like including it in a 20-dollar
Do
you guys hear my logic? Am I wrong?
You know, I don't know.
You know what? It's a good thing.
Maybe
though.
It's because of the amount of volume they're selling.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know grocery prices are
Does my logic make sense a little bit? Am I tripping?
I think because of everything going on with farmers and stuff, like I've been really paying attention to the farming community there in a dire need right now. They're in dire straits. There's a lot of stuff going on that's out of their control, that's out of our control. And so whatever we can do to support them, support our neighbors, I think that's what we can focus on at this moment until the idiots running the show get it together.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You might already know who People Magazine named Sexiest Man Alive. If you don't, I'm going to tell you when we come back. But here's the bigger question. Who did they leave off? Who should have made at least...
I'm outraged about one of them.
In the running.
I've never cared even a little bit about World's Sexiest Man, and I'm outraged this man did not win.
Otto,
this is the eighth year in a row we've debated this.
Yeah, and Otto,
I've never been outraged.
Oh, you're outraged?
I'm outraged. This man should have won.
Okay, if you know who won, call us. 877-730-DCS1. More importantly, who do you think should have won other than the guy who did?
And I already know that.
Oh, you have your pick too, Anthony?
Yeah, his name's Raimundo. He works at Kolache Factory.
No, not Raimundo from Kolache.
You think he's sexy when you pull up in that drive-thru?
He puts me them five hot sausages in my bag. Ooh, girl.
He looks good to you.
Raimundo is not going to make the cover of People Magazine. Okay. I'm sorry. He might make the cover of Sausage for Life, but not
heart.
That. Yeah, your heart. Seriously, you'd have a heart attack.
I can't see you no more, Raimundo. I miss you.
Too many Kolache. Yeah. Stopping in there. Okay, so who do you think deserves to be Sexiest Man Alive? Let's discuss when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Congratulations to Jonathan Bailey, just named Sexiest Man Alive. Jonathan Bailey from Bridgerton. Jonathan Bailey from Wicked. And he really is sexy.
I didn't even know who he was.
Yes, you did. You saw Wicked. I didn't know his name. I watched Bridgerton a lot.
I was unfamiliar with this man's movement. And then in doing research for this, you know what? At first, I was upset because People Magazine is an American magazine, and we didn't give it to an American.
Where's
this guy from?
He's from
the UK.
The UK, dude. All right. Mm. But he looks like he could be the next James Bond.
He's hot.
That's one way to describe him.
He doesn't like you. He likes men.
It doesn't matter. He's gay, but it says sexiest man alive. It doesn't say sexiest heterosexual man alive.
Just more men to compete with.
He was on Drew Barrymore's show. Bridgerton, for those of you who've watched, I'm sure you have, is sexy. His grandmother's 93 years old. And Drew Barrymore asked, did your grandma watch? And here he is talking about Nana watching Bridgerton.
I had known she'd watched it. She said she was going to watch it. My sister had come over. It's my mum's birthday. And I just sent my sister in for lunch. And afterwards, I asked her, I said, what did Nana say? And anything about the intimacy scenes? And she just said, I didn't know he had it in him.
I like her.
I love it. I didn't know he had it in him. I didn't know he had it.
That guy sounded a little bit charming. He might win me over.
I don't care what you're into. People love that.
So we are going to talk about who we think should have made Sexiest Man Alive. We have a caller on the line. Miss Chloe, when it comes to Jonathan Bailey, well, first of all, do you think he deserves Sexiest Man Alive? And have you seen Bridgerton?
Honestly, I've seen Bridgerton so many times, I kind of agree.
Coral, let's talk about it. Those scenes, I was like, what in the world? He's so hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though Otto and Anthony have more of a shot than we do, who cares? It's fantasy world here. It's fantasy world.
I don't think we either have a shot.
No, you don't, actually. Not with Jonathan Bailey. But, okay, is there anybody you can think of, Coral, that might have made the list, at least one a nominee that People Magazine could have thought of or maybe they left off?
I think David Corenswet.
All right.
He's the new Superman.
He's the new Superman guy.
Yeah, I see that. He's a good-looking guy, yeah.
A good-looking guy right there, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he played Superman very well, according to me. I haven't seen it yet, but everybody's like, thumbs up. This guy did a great job.
Superman, they're all Superman. They're all the same guys.
It's kind of like Batman. Yeah. You feel the same way?
chiseled men with nice hair. That's what we need. We need the sexiest bald man alive.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. How are you going to say I ain't got a shot with Jonathan Bailey? If I wanted to, I could get that. You're going to say that for real, Dana? You dismiss me like, oh.
You said that with a lot of confidence, Anthony.
Hey, dude, I'm a confident man.
You and Ruben at Kolache Factory, perhaps.
His name is Raimundo.
Whatever.
Yes, and I do rave over Raimundo sausages. So, you know what? Wait till I show Jonathan Bailey Raimundo sausages.
Coral, we love you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Yes, of course. Bye.
There was a lot of other nominees. Nate Burleson, you know who he is, right? The football guy, the CBS or Fox. He was up for it.
No, he didn't. Come on,
Automatic. You got to pitch these men. You're not describing them.
No, he's not.
Mark Consuelos, Kelly Ripa's husband. I kind of wanted him to win because I felt like that was kind of a win for us husbands. But that was.
Oh my gosh. Automatic. Jeez.
But then I saw that Al Roker was up for it, and how could Al Roker not win?
Oh my God.
Al Roker is one of the, he's a gift to America. He's an American icon.
Al Roker winning is, he's funny. He's informative. He gives you the weather. Is he sexy? I don't think so. Al Roker is many things.
But he's way more attainable for you women, especially since he likes
for
women.
For you women. Mm. Otto, think about Coral just for a second describing Jonathan Bailey. She was like, ooh, ah. When I think of Al Roker, I don't think of ooh, ah. I think of it's kind of cold today.
Here's what's happening.
Grab your sweater.
In the woods.
Yeah, let's go to your local news station now. Al Roker. Remember this? I don't know if we have that soundbite ready with Al Roker. Remember when he did butter?
No, get out of here, you butter.
Anyway. Okay, here's somebody who I think should have been nominated. Austin Butler.
Austin Butler. Oh, the guy that played Elvis. Yes. Good-looking guy.
Now you got my eyebrows up.
So good.
Flesh, blood, boy. But if you're gonna start a rumble, don't you try it.
You know that's him singing.
Uh-huh.
That was not Elvis. That was him actually singing. Also, I don't know how you feel about this. In Game of Thrones, he changed the way I looked at him. Pedro Pascal. Here he is. I think he was doing a lie detector test for Vanity Fair.
But daddy is a state of mind. You know what I'm saying? I'm your daddy.
That is going viral on TikTok and Instagram forever. But when I saw him in Game of Thrones, he had to work out and get like in shape. He played the character of Prince Oberyn Martell. And that's when I paid attention.
No, he was good in that movie.
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful.
I also love him too because he's like an artist who kind of sailed really later on in his life.
Yes. He hit his 30s and 40s before he really popped off.
About Jonathan Bailey holding up to the previous winners. Like, you know, you got The Rock.
There's
John
a bald
Legend,
guy. There you go.
Denzel
There's your
Washington.
Bald guy.
How do you feel like he holds up to all these guys that were once?
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Jonathan Bailey is probably arguably one of the best looking people on the planet. Like, he's so good looking.
So that's what women really like right there?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. For sure. He's just really good looking. I think of there's pretty men. Mm-hmm. There is such a thing as pretty men. Who's a pretty man? Brad Pitt is a pretty man.
Former sexiest man alive.
Timothy Chalamet is a pretty man, right? You've got Johnny Depp
He's
is a pretty
a
man.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Timothy.
All these guys would be pretty women too.
Hold on, David Beckham, pretty man.
I just saw him
Where?
In China. He was at the NBA games, and let me tell you, women flocked to that guy. And then the other guy that won before.
Wait, didn't you get video of David Beckham?
I got it. Yeah, it's up on
Instagram. Oh, you flocked to him too, didn't you?
What did you think about when you saw him with your own eyes?
I was like, that's a good looking man right there.
Did you really? Was he that good looking?
One time I was DJing in a club and one of the Hemsworth brothers, I know they won this before, it was the guy that played Thor.
Oh, Chris Hemsworth.
He was at the club, and I've never seen women flock to a man like that before.
Were they following him?
They literally, like, he made a lap around the club, and he had a trail of women just following him.
Dude, when you're famous for a hammer, yeah, they're going to follow you around, dude.
He probably had a trail following him back to his hotel room, too.
Probably.
But that's a discussion for another time. Who do you think People Magazine should have put on their cover, along with Jonathan Bailey? We're not haters.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
SZA, by the way, my daughter's favorite artist, is finally weighing in on the Drake and Kendrick beef. Because, first of all, there's so much to discuss here. Whose side is she on? I will tell you after we get famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
We have David Guetta celebrating his birthday and Lorde celebrating a birthday as well.
Okay, so SZA worked with Drake. SZA went on tour with Kendrick Lamar. She was really quiet.
SZA and Drake have been friends since the early 2010s.
Yeah, I think they went out on a date or two. Innocent.
Yeah,
She said they were, you know, he said too, it was innocent, whatever. Here's what she told Genius. It was something between two grown-ass men. So why would I insert myself between something between two grown-ass men, you know? And I feel like that's how everybody felt, with the exception of people who didn't feel that way and decided to weigh in on the internet. I get it. She's like, what?
She's Switzerland.
That's not my problem.
That's an interesting stance because she's signed to TDE.
Well, she did say that. You know, if you go on further into the conversation, she says, I'm signed to TDE. Of course, I'm going to support Kendrick.
Yeah.
But Drake and I have been friends for a very, very long time. And
so I'm
going to
support Drake.
I mean, like,
she's
she didn't
Switzerland.
Make that, kind of. She made a whole song basically calling him kind of a sissy. But Kendrick was on it, too. And then they were saying that Drake kind of acts like a diva.
Well, he does. Yeah. I think Drake's proud of that. He's like, yeah, I'm the king of divas, if that even makes sense. I love her stance. She's like, I can be cool with both of them. Why is it? And I don't have to choose a side.
That's the energy I've kept during the entire time. I don't care who has a problem with each other. I like both of their music.
I've analyzed it a lot. And I think, like, I was rocking with, like, the dual sides in each one. And then Drake just made some mistakes along the way.
Oh, he totally made mistakes.
Made me hard to be like, all right. But yeah, have you ever seen two friends squabble up and fight? It's just you leave them alone and it is what it is.
I love it. You said squabble up. Mm-hmm. You said that you just kind of used it as just everyday friendship. I had a couple of friends who started arguing. They wanted me to pick. We had a group chat going. Then one friend took the other friend and, like, exited the group chat and was like, are you going to stay in the group chat? I said, why would I leave the group chat?
I'm so conflicted.
You
when it
left
comes
the
to
group
that.
Chat.
Mm,
why are you conflicted?
Because I also feel like one part of me feels like, okay, a grown person shouldn't make another grown person be friends with. They shouldn't be able to say who I'm friends with and who I'm not friends
right?
with. But at the same time, like, if you're cool with the person who's my enemy right now, how can I really not look at you funny?
I completely understand what you're saying, Anthony, really. But we're grown-ups. And sometimes, as in SZA's case, or anybody's case, she chose the bag over the BS.
Oh.
She's got to do business.
You can't be mad at that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when somebody goes and befriends somebody that I don't like, I do feel a certain way about it.
That's what Anthony just said, because yeah. Both of y'all are a bunch of...
I'm not that. I'm just the biggest hater, and I hate the way you dress.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Jelly Roll, arguably one of the most positive people there are, right? He used to do hip-hop music way back in the day, and then now he's transitioned to country music, and he does a little pop music, and he loves to shop. He's got a new slim down appearance. I'm sure he likes going out there, you know, spending his money. He was in Louis Vuitton in Australia, and I guess they didn't treat him very well because he went on a bit of a rant on his Instagram.
The Louis Vuitton in Sydney legitimately just treated us like we were finna come in there and rob that place. I have never been looked at more like a criminal. Listen, the last time I was looked at like a criminal this bad, I was an actual criminal this bad.
For those who don't know, Jelly Roll has been to jail. A couple
prison.
Of times, yeah, prison a few times. And he's reformed, right? He's completely changed his ways.
Goes out there and talks to kids now.
Yeah, he really does. He does it from his heart. He does it with love because he really cares. His appearance, though, right? He's covered in tattoos. He does dress. I mean, he's wearing high-end clothes.
He's a rock star.
I guess it's kind of Adam Sandler sloppy. You know, that's the only way I can put it. Adam Sandler is dressed like dad, even though his shorts cost $500. And his sweatshirt or his hoodie costs, you know, $800. It still looks like whatever. And that's how Jelly Roll kind of looked walking into Louis Vuitton, even though he could probably buy everything in the store. They mistreated him.
And that's why I don't really go into places like that anymore. When I could, when I couldn't afford those kind of clothes, I was dying to have them. And I would go out of my way to go try to buy stuff like that. Now that I can afford them, and I when I walk into the place and the person makes me feel uncomfortable, maybe like I shouldn't be in there, I don't buy anything because I think I'm not going to let you treat me this way, and you're not going to basically, you're not going to make me feel like, let me feel good about myself buying this and looking for their approval almost is what I'm trying to say.
I see what you're saying. They judge you immediately by looking at you. Otto wears caps and nice sneakers, but he's, you know, he's dressed like a sixth grader. And so somebody might assume immediately, oh, this person doesn't have the money to spend here. You know, he had a Pretty Woman moment, Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
If you've not seen Pretty Woman.
Yeah, they were.
Julia Roberts walks in. Her name is Vivian, and she walks in to buy clothing, with the money that Edward gave her. He gave her his credit card and said, have at it. And they don't want to help her because she's dressed provocatively, and they make her feel badly. Next day, Edward goes with her shopping. And they tear it up. Max out his card, and she goes back to those women and says, big mistake.
Same thing.
Look at all the
Selena
commission.
Selena did the same thing, right?
Yeah, Selena.
Had the same situation in the movie.
Art the Hunter Queen, you know, Selena went into shop, and they mistreated her. It was the day of the Grammys. Yeah. She was a Grammy. And she won a Grammy.
We don't need to dress.
But there's a part of me that wants to walk into the store and be like, hey, bro, you don't own it. You just work here, and I make way more money than you do.
I don't know, because those people make a lot of money out of it. Yeah. Did you know that they do? They make a ton of money. They make money off a commission. I didn't know that. But either way, you don't treat people. I don't care what it is. If you're the richest person in the world, you think it's okay to mistreat people?
No, not at all. Not at all. But when you go into a store like Louis Vuitton or whatever these other places are, that's how they're going to be. That's how they are every time. So why are you surprised?
They're paying for pretentiousness.
Yes, that's what the brand is. That's what you're paying for. Right? It's not like you're walking into if you walked into the dollar store and they treated you like a criminal, then we're gonna have some other issues here.
I had that happen one time. I walked into Walgreens and I had my eyeglasses on held together by a paperclip, an old leather backpack. I was in boxer shorts and a t-shirt, and the person behind the counter said, "Ma'am, I'm gonna have to hold that backpack." That was understandable.
See, that one's understandable.
Completely 100% understandable. I would have asked for my own backpack the way I looked that day.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.